What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know not all batteries are the same? For example, only Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients. And Duracell are the only batteries that make this sound every time you say Power Boost ingredients. See? Duracell batteries with Power Boost ingredients. You try.
Duracell batteries with Power Boost ingredients.
Told ya. Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients. And they're built right here in the USA with U.S. and global parts.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We're talking with Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program and Hidden Killers daily contributor. Robin Drake, thank you for joining us. We're talking about Rachel Morn as clues continue to arise and hopefully get us closer and closer to discovering who exactly it is that we need to connect to the murder of Rachel Morn, who was found on the side of that jogging trail. DNA profile sample from a crime scene in Bel Air Trail, where Rachel Morn was found dead this month, matched to a person wanted in Los Angeles in connection with a burglary and a sexual assault. That's where we saw the video footage come out. Is this new piece, this video footage, this DNA link, although we don't know his name yet, is this going to lead us on a track to finding this individual faster? Does this help us, or is this another piece that just remains very elusive?
So I've spoken about this one quite a few times, and it's kind of, and this is actually referring to what we were talking about before, that CSI effect. Oh, yeah. I got DNA, so we got it. No, DNA is good if there's other DNA to match it to. Yeah. And I did a lot of research on this, and what's interesting is because people have been asking about the whole genetics thing, because Koberger was identified because the DNA went into, they got the DNA from the blade in the house, from the sheath of the knife. And that was a match to, it looks like the father, although they're not confirming it, but it looks like the father's match because of like ancestry.com. And there's actually two websites that actually if you sign the release form, it automatically gets handed over to police. And then you can actually use family trees to then zero in on individuals in the family with DNA matches. Long answer. But if you are not from the United States with generally of European descent, and you're not, and this gives you like a 60% chance of doing a DNA match, as I saw the numbers on that, there's nothing to match it to. So just because you have DNA doesn't mean it's going to be a hit. It just means they have your DNA. It'll help the prosecution, even possibly the defense when it gets that far. But here's what it was good for. I am actually dumbfounded that they actually got DNA from the LA case into the Dakota system, because that's a massive backlog. We just got done talking about the realities of not just doing investigations, but the people side of things. These things, using sophisticated techniques, are time and resource intensive, which are people.
Yeah.
And when you got systems like the LA system that has a lot of assaults and a lot of things going in their DNA system, the fact that it got inputted, I give a lot of props to the LA folks. Mm-hmm. I also think there's a lot more there that they're going to be investigating and got leads from, because they had a DNA hit. But if you look at the video, the guy walked out the door, closed the door behind him, wasn't running. He was kind of moving with a purpose. And so whoever was in the apartment that he assaulted most likely got a lot more information, a lot more data. My conjecture is that there's going to be a digital footprint they're looking at. I really think the Rachel Morin, you know, she just told her co-workers how she's on 5 dating websites. I think that she has a digital footprint that she may have been targeted through. Because otherwise, you know, someone from LA making an assault over in Maryland from March to now, there's a lot of space and time in between there. I think they got a lot more that they're investigating right now. They originally assigned 10 investigators to this, which says they have a lot of things to do. I hope they still have 10 on it just because it'll say that there's still a lot more to do. I think they're going to get someone on this. I think it's just going to take time to zero in and zero down all the leads.
What is the likelihood that this is someone that she did not know and that this is as scary as it could be, just a random person that targeted her while jogging? Or is it likely some sort of target, whether she knew them or not, they knew her?
Yeah, I'm in a sense of every time I think it's random, it's not. Every time I think it's not random, it is. And so I don't even guess at these ones anymore. The stats say it's not random. And my guess is, looking at this, in most of these cases, the individual is known by the assailant. In other words, the guy that killed her most likely was aware of her. Again, if we're looking at law of averages, and she might not have been aware of him. The other thing that's striking about LA and Maryland and March to now is there is most likely a path of destruction in between the two.
Yeah.
You know, when we look at people that conduct sexual assaults and physical assaults in this way, they just don't stop. It's just not one and done or two and done. It's a path of destruction. And it's not just necessarily assaults themselves, but a criminal behavior pattern. So if they're able to identify absolutely anything from the LA assault and they can start tracking across the country, they're going to get a lot more leads to follow up on, people have interacted with him, places he's been. So I highly suspect that's what's going on right now.
And we haven't heard anything great detail about the sexual assault and that video that has been released. One would have to assume that they are there talking to that victim. Would they not be right now? I know we're all like, got to be doing that as we armchair quarterback this, but I would assume that they're going to be talking to that person who was assaulted by this individual.
Yeah, no doubt they are, especially since the investigators out there will be able to, you know, get a closure on their case as well. And I just want to emphasize, we're calling it a sexual assault. I think they just called it an assault out there. I'm not sure if it was a sexual assault or not.
Well, and one thing that stood out to me about it was bizarre. When you say assault, you know, and we watched him leave the house rather calmly and just kind of walk away. I almost felt like, in a way, it's like, oh, dad's coming home soon, you better leave. If this was a sexual assault or an assault, you know, if they're underage, it's certainly a sexual assault. And from what we've been hearing, it seemed to be possibly that. This may be one of those cases where the victim that's being assaulted is younger, but doesn't necessarily view it as an assault to them personally. It's because they're young. They don't always think that way. But if you have a 20-some-year-old having sex with a minor, it's an assault. But maybe there is a relationship there of some sort. And I'm just speculating that they would then likely have more information to share on who that was. It's not just some random person who broke into a house for an assault.
Hopefully the relationship that there was is at least how they found each other online.
Yeah.
Because that will give them a digital footprint they can do overlays on with Rachel. And once they have that, again, not necessarily going to give you a name. And if this person doesn't have a footprint here in our country, you know, like maybe they don't use credit cards. We just don't know the type of footprint this person keeps or doesn't keep. Using burner phones, not using burner phones. I mean, if we're lucky, if the investigators are lucky, he was carrying a cell phone with him when he assaulted the woman out in LA, and he's got another cell phone with him when he murdered Rachel. And that's going to give us, you know, when we're doing the digital evidence of the cell phone towers and everything, it's going to give us an overlap there as well. So again, hopefully he's like most of these horrible criminals. He's dumb and he's done that.
Yeah, I mean, there's DNA, but it's another thing, too, when we add in that digital footprint. If they find him and what they find on, that could be even more damning than just the DNA itself.
I think so.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Did you know not all batteries are the same? For example, only Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients. And Duracell are the only batteries that make this sound every time you say Power Boost ingredients. See? Duracell batteries with Power Boost ingredients. You try.
Duracell batteries and Power Boost ingredients.
Told ya. Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients. And they're built right here in the USA with US and global parts.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the rest disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.